This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As prices rise for gas, food, and other necessities, we've been asking Americans what they think is more important, punishing Russia for its war in Ukraine or limiting damage to the U.S. economy. The AP's Jennifer King with what people are telling us.
According to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 51% of U.S. adults say the nation's priority should be limiting damage to the U.S. economy, while 45% say effective sanctions against Russia are more important. That's down from April, when 55% said punishing Russia for invading Ukraine was the top priority. So while the poll finds that broad support for Ukraine and U.S. sanctions has not faltered, the balance of opinion on prioritizing sanctions over the economy has shifted. Jennifer King, Washington.
This morning, President Biden warned several fellow world leaders of what he called a dark hour in our shared history as Russia continues its war in Ukraine. Speaking in Tokyo with the leaders of Japan, India, and Australia, President Biden called for greater Indo-Pacific leadership in the effort to stop Russian aggression. Russia's war in Ukraine has been going on for 3 months now, and Ukraine's President Zelensky is revealing what he says is its toll on civilians. The AP's Mike Gracia.
According to Zelensky, since February 24th, Russian forces have launched 1,474 missile strikes on Ukraine, with the vast majority hitting civilian targets. At the United Nations Monday, the United States and Britain accused Russia of spreading disinformation about the war online, while Russia's ambassador accused the U.S. and Britain of building a cyber totalitarianism. I'm Mike Gracia.
Americans had more babies last year, but the number was lower than before the pandemic. In the Mideast, a sandstorm sent people to hospitals and disrupted airline flights. This is AP News. Now to Florida and social media. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A federal appeals court ruled a Florida law on social media is unconstitutional. A three-judge panel concluded it was overreach for Governor Ron DeSantis and the Republican-led Florida legislature to tell social media companies how to conduct their work under the Constitution's guarantee of free speech. The ruling upholds a similar decision by a Florida federal district judge on the law. It was part of an overall conservative effort to portray social media companies as generally liberal in outlook and hostile to ideas outside of that viewpoint, especially from the political right. A similar law is in effect in Texas. Tech companies want the Supreme Court to step in there. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks were up yesterday. The Dow gained 618 points yesterday. The S&P was up 72. The NASDAQ picked up 180 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.